John and the Troll Wife. There was once a poor farmer who lived far away in the north of the world. The farmer's wife was dead, and he had one son called John. All through the spring and the summer they worked in the fields, but in the autumn they travelled far beyond the mountains to fish in the sea. One year the farmer said to John, "You must go alone, I am too old now, but remember to hurry past the big black rock where the trolls live." When John was in the mountains, there was a storm. The thunder boomed and the lightning flashed. Suddenly, John saw a big black rock. He was so pleased to see a place to shelter, he forgot his father's warning. He drove his horses under the rock and let them eat the grass. He unpacked his basket of food and sat down outside the cave to eat his supper. He had some cheese, a loaf of bread, an apple, and one big fish. Suddenly, from inside the cave, he heard two babies crying. "We want food! We are so hungry!" John picked up the fish, he cut it in half, and spread the two halves with butter. Then he threw them into the cave. "Here you are!" he shouted. At once, the crying stopped. John was tired and lay down. He was just going to sleep when he saw a huge troll wife going into the cave. "I smell a man!" she growled. But when the troll wife came out, she gave John a big smile. "Thank you for feeding my children," she said, carrying him into the cave. Inside the cave, the troll wife picked up her children. "You shall sleep in their bed," she said to John. Soon he was fast asleep. Next morning, she gave John fried fish for breakfast, and he told her all about his old father. The troll wife gave John some magic fishing hooks. Before John left, the troll wife said, "When you get to the seashore, tie up your horses on the beach. I will look after them through all the winter. You must find the old man who lives in the tumble-down hut. Use the magic hooks and only go fishing near the pointed rock." When John reached the seashore, the fishermen laughed at him. "Who will look after your horses?" they asked. John said nothing about the troll wife. Then he went to look for the old man who had a boat. "You won't catch any fish with me," the old man said. "I never have any luck." Next morning, John looked at the old man's boat. It was full of holes. The old man looked very sad. "We can't go fishing today," he said. "I'll soon mend it," says John. He got some tar and some pieces of wood and patched up all the holes. Soon, the boat was as good as new. When they rowed near the pointed rock, John remembered the magic hooks that the troll wife had given him. "Let's try fishing with these," he said. First they tied the hooks into their lines. Then they put worms on the hooks. As soon as the hooks were in the water, the fish began to bite. On the first day they filled their boat 3 times. Each time they took the fish back to the shore, cleaned them and hung them up to dry. When the other fishermen saw all John's fish, they were amazed. "Where did you get them all?" they asked. So John told them where to fish. Next day they tried fishing there, but they caught nothing. Only John and the old man caught more and more fish on their magic hooks. Then, on the last day of winter, they both felt big tugs on their lines. When they pulled their lines up, the magic hooks had disappeared. Now it was time for John to take his share of the fish home to his father. When he went to fetch his horses, he found a big brown horse there too. John loaded up all the fish onto the big brown horse. When he reached the troll's cave, he gave half of his fish to the friendly old troll wife. She thanked John and said to him, "One day you will have a dream about me. Then you must come back to this cave. Everything here will be yours." John rode back to his father. After a year, he had a dream about the troll wife. He told his father he was going on a secret journey. When John got to the cave, he called, "Hello, troll wife, are you there?" But no one answered. Inside the cave, he found 2 big boxes. Each one had his name written on it. Suddenly, he heard a noise outside the cave. It was the big brown horse which had carried all the fish. John tied the boxes onto the horse's back. Then he led it carefully over the mountains, back to where his father was waiting. The boxes were full of troll treasure and gold. The kind old troll wife had never forgotten how one day, long ago, John had fed her hungry babies.